You're listening to Rhema for Today.
It's God's hour to move like he's never moved before. This is God's hour to demonstrate his power. But it's going to take people that are willing to step out beyond human limitations. It's going to take people that are not afraid to step out with nothing under them but the promise of God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin wraps up his teaching, Living Triumphantly Over All Odds, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
It's the promises of God that says, look, there are no limits. All things are possible to him that can believe. Abraham did not consider his limits. Joshua did not consider his limitations. But he said, I don't walk in my own circumstances. I walk in the word of God. The widow said to Elijah, I don't have any flour in the bin. I don't have any more oil in the jar. She said, I have limitations. Her focus was on the limitations of the meal and the oil. But the man of God said something that sounds strange. You make me something to eat first. And all that she could see with her limits was that if she made that cake for him, that her and her son weren't going to have any. But when she chose to go with God, the limits came off. And she had meal and oil enough to feed her, her son, and the prophet until the famine was over. Some of you need to realize that if you would just take the limits off and go ahead and do something, you would find out that God would see that you go beyond what anybody says you can go beyond. Oh, if I give that offering, I won't have nothing left. Hey, if you don't pay your tithes and give offerings, you might as well burn it anyway, because you have just limited God. Go ahead, reach in your pocket and give the offering. And that takes the limits off God. Hello? Our provision comes from God, not man. It comes from God's promises. Man may be indirectly involved in seeing that you get it. But it comes from God. If I start letting you be my source, I put limits on God. Many of you are putting limits on God. Take the limits off. Don't look at your job as your sole support. Thank God for it. But that's not your source. When you start realizing that, you take the limits off. Look at this. It says, who have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the power of the coming age. How many of you have tasted the goodness of the word of God? You know, we taste the goodness of the word of God in some areas of our life and put limits in other areas. Take all the limits off. Take them all off. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I done got happy. It's God's hour to move like he's never moved before. This is God's hour to demonstrate his power. But it's going to take people that are willing to step out beyond human limitations. It's going to take people that are not afraid to step out with nothing under them but the promise of God. Abraham went beyond the limits when he took the boy Isaac in the wood and the fire, and he headed up the mountain and he built the altar and he put the boy on the altar. The one that was born beyond his limitation. But you see, he knew his God. And he didn't back off. Remember, the sons of the prophets, Bart and Axe, and Axe's head fell in the water. And they were all upset. And the prophet, this is the sons of the prophet. Then the prophet come by. Prophet said, where did it fall? And they said, right here. He cut a stick, throwed it in the water, and iron swam or floated to the top. That's beyond limitation of natural. Iron don't float. But it did this time. What we need to understand is we got to take the limits off. Somebody said, the sky's the limit. No, the sky's not the limit. Heaven is the limit. Streets of gold are the limit. Gates of pearl are the limit. Walls of jasper are the limit. Woo! Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I done preached me happy. Woo! Praise the Lord. You know, in the natural, we're under the limitation of science. But the man of God said, let me show you the power of the age to come. The power of God that set the world in existence. How did he do it? He did it by saying, let there be and there was. And Jesus tells us in the 11th chapter of Mark, oh, hallelujah. He said, say unto this mountain. The limitless God knows how to say. And the man and woman of God knows how to take the limits off by saying and believing in their heart. See, God said, let there be light, and there was. Jesus said, say unto the mountain, be there removed. What kind of mountain you got in your way today? What kind of mountain you got in your way today? Say to that mountain. Talk to that mountain. Somebody said, they think I'm crazy. That's all right. They do it anyway. I preached a sermon one time. Lose your mind and come out victorious. See, the Word of God says, lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your own mind. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I want to encourage you to take the limits off. Natural science, medical science, educational opportunities have us limited. But we need to break through our limitations and show the world what a limitless God we have. And the world will have to stop and recognize that it was God. That there's no way under the sun that you could have done it or any other natural person could have done it. It is God Almighty. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Woo. God can take us beyond our limits. Oh, Paul was on that island. They were gathering firewood. He dropped some firewood down, and a viper jumped out and bit him on the hand. He shook it off in the fire, and he went beyond the limits of natural man. Because it said that that viper, that they'd be dead in just a few minutes. The people were waiting for him to die, but he didn't die. He went beyond the limits of natural. Hallelujah. He didn't consider the limitations of the viper. He considered the limitless limitations of God Almighty. If the devil can get you to consider the limitations of your body, if he can get you to consider the limitations of your mind, if he can get you to consider the limitations of your education, he can defeat you. But if God can get you to take one step beyond your limit, if God can get you to take one step beyond your limit, I want you to understand that the victory is beyond your limits. Oh, what a limitless God we serve.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, Overflow, Living Above Life's Limits. Next is Lynette Hagin's single CD entitled Defeating Satan's Strategies Through Prayer. Also, Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book, A Better Covenant. These items are for the special price of only $18. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We are accepting applications for Rhema Bible Training College. Yes. For the fall semester. I can't believe that it will be here just pretty soon.
No, I can't either.
Yes, exciting things are happening at Rhema. We have students that are so excited about God.
Yes.
Talking about, you know, training to fulfill the destiny that God has for them.
Yes.
Yeah, and so...
And not all of them will go behind the pulpit.
No.
But they will go into other areas. In fact, we've had Rhema graduates.
Yes.
That have been in the state senate and the state.
Yes.
Legislature. And
Doctors, lawyers, yes.
Mechanics, IT people.
That's right.
God wants people in every walk of life. Let me say it this way. I had to think about it a minute.
Yes.
You can minister to people that will never hear a message, but because of the way you live, they can ask questions and you can answer those.
Yes.
You can lead them to Christ there.
You know, honey, I was thinking about, there was actually a student, and he's, but this was before he became a student. He's graduating now. But he asked his dad, who is also a Rhema graduate,
yeah.
Very successful in business. And so he said to his dad, "Dad, you know, what has helped you to be successful in your business more than anything else?"
Yes.
And you know what his dad said? His dad said, "I went to Rhema Bible Training College."
Yeah.
He said, "You know, what I learned there has helped me in business more than anything else."
If you'd like to know anything about Rhema Bible Training College, just go to rbtc.org/apply, and all the information is there.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.